I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Okay, so listen to this. It's the official trailer for Vladimir Putin's annual call-in show today.
Ответы на вызовы времени.
Спасибо вам за поддержку.
Vladimir Putin, Russian president, marathon fireside chatterer, and action hero. But don't expect him in the next Fast and Furious movie. The actual event would have bored Vin Diesel to tears. It was 4.5 hours of Putin answering or deflecting questions from the public. Reporter Charles Maines in Moscow downed a lot of AeroPress coffee to get through it. Before you hit the hay for the night, Charles, what sort of stamina is needed to conduct such an event? Or is that kind of the point for Putin?
I think it's kind of the point. I mean, I always compare it to sort of settling in for a baseball game. Maybe a pitcher's duel is the better sort of analogy. The only I guess, difference here is that there's only really one guy on the field. So there are moments you kind of drift off. But I think, you know, for those who are true fans of Mr. Putin's, it's a big event. And certainly for a lot of Russians, it's about as close as they can get access to the Russian president.
Now, I heard he started off by kind of giving a speech that many older Russians might find familiar. What was he talking about?
Yeah, it sort of lacks some of the kind of thrills that you heard in the opening of that the trailer. He walked into the building and sort of pulled out a piece of paper and then started to read some economic achievements. And, you know, talking to some Russian friends afterwards, they said that just reminded them so much of kind of a sort of mid-late Soviet era leader. Talking about, you know, grain yields, oil production, just smacked of kind of late Soviet pronouncements of economic achievement, none of which were real at the time. I don't think that's necessarily the case here, but certainly demonstrated how much the economy is an important issue right now for Russians.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that George Orwell was making fun of in 1984. So once Putin finished with that, on come the questions. What were the highlights?
They were basically saying, you know, look, The macroeconomic scene that you describe isn't what's playing out here on the ground. There are problems in terms of small business. There are problems in terms of agriculture. There are problems in terms of utilities, public utilities. You've had wildfires destroy whole villages in Siberia. So people are left homeless and others have died. So you have this huge list of problems. And that was kind of the major focus for at least certainly the first hour or so. But as you move down the list, he talked about Iran nuclear deal. Russia obviously has made this decision to sell anti-missile defense systems to Iran just over the last couple of days. And he said that Russia was still a reliable partner in the, you know, sort of convincing Iran to give up its nuclear weapons and that it hadn't violated any UN sanctions. He spoke a lot about Ukraine as well, obviously insisting once again that Russia had no troops on the ground there, but also talked about his respect for Ukrainian sovereignty, which I imagine probably raised some hackles in Kiev.
Yeah, so were there any pointed questions about Ukraine?
Well, there were in the sense that, actually there weren't.
Yeah, think about it.
I think the problem with, you know, a lot of this is that, you know, you can ask a question that may sound somewhat pointed to the Russian president, but there's usually not much of a follow-up. So it really allows him to kind of seize the moment and characterize it as he wishes. Certainly with Ukraine, he made a lot of comparisons. You know, it seems like a lot of the problems that you might, certainly critics of Russia and opposition members in Russia might accredit to the Russian president in terms of corruption, cronyism, things like that. He essentially puts them all on the Ukrainian government, says this is an example of a sort of a state rotten at the core.
Now, there were some softer questions that actually had some, I suppose, entertainment value, like relationship advice. Did Putin go all Ann Landers on us?
He did. He did. There was a woman who submitted a question. Of course, we didn't see her. It was just a text letter submitted. But it was basically a woman who wanted to get a puppy. Her military husband, very strict guy, said he was not for it. And she was asking the president to sort of give him an order from the top down to acquire this dog. So, you know, and this kind of gets to the heart of how sort of absurd sometimes this can be. And I think it says actually a lot about how centralized, you know, the Russian government is. I mean, in a way, I would say that these call-in shows, you know, Putin at times seems to enjoy himself. At times he seems very irritated and sometimes he seems completely bored. But it's sort of his cross to bear. I mean, he's essentially created this system where he's responsible for everything. And so he gets to delve into the finer points of milk production and whether you should have a puppy.
Did Edward Snowden call in again like last year?
No, Ed was absent this time, I'm sorry to say.
Reporter Charles Maine, sounds like a fairly good time anyway. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.